Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance.
And Republican Senator Tim Scott is planning to reintroduce his police in the coming weeks. On Wednesday, Scott told reporters on Capitol Hill that he's trying to work across the aisle. Democrats and Republicans both introduced competing police reform bills in 2020, neither of which got very far. Oklahoma Senate Bill 631 will designate Oklahoma as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign it this week after approval by the state's House of Representatives. Oklahoma Senator Warren Hamilton.
Modern sporting rifles, 30-round magazines, etc., semi-automatic firearms are things that you can own legally today and that you will always be able to own those things legally.
When signed into law, the measure would prevent the confiscation of guns from residents in the state due to any new county, state, or federal laws, presidential executive actions, or court orders. USA Radio News.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Has been declared in some Arizona counties. Tim Berg reports.
Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey is declaring a state of emergency in six counties over the recent jump in illegal aliens being detained at the U.S. border. Ducey's office announcing that he'll order up to 250 National Guard troops to the border in the next few days. Things just as bad in Texas, with Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton telling Fox Business,
"Look, it is a humanitarian disaster like I don't know that I've ever seen in my life in the United States, and it's created by policies that were brought on by the Biden administration. I don't think that's the whole reason I think that the Biden administration is avoiding the president, the vice president, avoiding going to the border. They don't want to draw attention to this. They want to keep it as secretive as possible and continue to bring these illegals through the country and then ship them out somewhere else other than Texas and really all over the country."
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you...
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Again affirms what Americans think about expanding the justices on the Supreme Court of the United States. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A Morning Consult political survey taken this month nearly mirrors one it took in the fall. It found 45% of Americans want to leave the high court at 9 justices and only 26% support expanding it. Republicans overwhelmingly reject expanding the court by 69 to 11%. However, Democrats do favor increasing the number by a 43 to 25% margin. And 47% of independents think they should only have 9 justices compared to 17%.
President Biden once called the idea of expanding the court a bonehead idea. The TV game show Jeopardy has announced more guest hosts as producers continue to look at replacing the late Alex Trebek. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The producers of the game show Jeopardy have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign push to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the U.S. USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, joining us now. Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. You know, busy as usual, you know.
Yeah, nonstop. I got to tell you, the nation is brain damaged over this whole Derek Chauvin case, and it's really been quite an exposure of people's preferences, their perceptions. You know, for me, it's almost having, you know, I was in L.A. at the time of the O.J. Simpson trial. This is like O.J. Simpson deja vu one more time. With, you know, both sides, you know, not particularly satisfied with the outcome. And then you get people that, you know, freewheel it, like LeBron James, and make statement as crazy as he's making. It's like, whoa, man, I'm telling you, are we so psychologically damaged from this whole thing or what? And if that's where we are now, John, where are we going to be, you know, 5 years down the road?
Well, if we don't have better leadership, that's one of the things in our country when we don't have it this time. Yeah, I think that what I'm seeing, and I'll just, you know, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but
right.
I've been looking at this issue for 40 years, by the way, suing in and out of D.C. What the people in power today want, really, is us yelling at one another over certain issues, race issues, mm-hmm. whatever they may be. And it's whether it's the vaccine, passports, all the things we're seeing coming at us right now. I'd say over the last year and a half, I've never seen the country so in turmoil and so torn apart. And mm-hmm. the question is, can we bring it back together? And
exactly.
It's going to be difficult with what we're seeing. And I mean, we have people in leadership, whether they're LeBron James, the president, whatever. No one seems to be saying, here's how we want to fix this problem. You know, we're not going to preach peace and love. We're going to preach hate and violence. And
exactly.
That's mm-hmm. exactly what you're going to get. I mean, people sit and listen to these leaders and respond to what they say. And I mean, things can be changed. I mean, when we see the police violence, I mean, I work with police officers who think it can be changed, but it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to take leadership, mm-hmm. things like that. And I think that it's like you say. I think the country's totally upside down. I mean, of what I'm seeing now, I think the government is going to be so invasive. They're going to be in our face everywhere you go. You know, there are Christian mm-hmm. colleges across the country that are concerned about some of the things Biden's pushing. They're coming and saying, "What are we going to do? What are we going to do? How are we going to save our school? How are we going to save our faith?" And yes. That's what I'm seeing. So I would say that, yeah, you're right. I have never seen anything like this before. You know, and again, I've been doing this kind of work for 40 years, and I'm shocked, yeah. basically. I look around at my fellow Americans. I'm going, what's happened to us, folks?
But John, I'm shocked to hear you say you're shocked. You've been writing about this in Battlefield America. I mean, but, you know, of course, we talk about the powers that be.
I didn't think it was going to be this fast. I mean, it's moving so darn fast right now.
Exactly.
I have some of the most respected people that I've worked with over the years, older people, you know, who contact me and go, man, we're distraught. We don't know what to do, how to respond to this stuff. And what I keep telling them, I mean, I have a really good friend of mine who's a great lawyer who's been fighting these cases. He calls and says, I think I'm really depressed. I don't know what to do. I think I'm going to quit. I said, man, why would you quit? This is the time to step up and get active in your communities. You know, don't quit. Mm-hmm. And I've been emailing saying, stay in there, dude, stay in there. And I think we need to encourage each other. But we've got to get the government under control. The government's totally out of control right now. And I'm talking about police officers, not just some of the police officers stuff we're seeing, but with whatever the government's trying to push down people's throats. This is supposed to be the country of the land of the free. And, you know, the government dictating, wanting to dictate all kinds of strange things to us now. And you're going to get more trouble, more people getting shot. That's where it's going to be.
Exactly.
Do we want that?
Well, they need an embracement of, you know, something similar to the Hippocratic Code that says does no harm. Does no harm against the Constitution. What a novel concept. And, you know, this other thing, too, John, with all due respect for the men in blue, I mean, we hear all the time, people, well, you know, we're only talking about the 1%. You know, 99% are good. You know, I question that, John, you know, because we see incidences that occur.
To be honest with you, like I said, I write on this stuff, and I have police officers. I had a father who was a former police officer. His son's a police officer in one of the biggest police agencies in America. And he said, my son is freaking out at how he sees how his fellow police officers talk about the American people. You know, like we can do whatever we want to do. We got, you know, we're free. He was so freaked out not knowing what to do. And I said, man, it's a problem when you have the men in blue, if you want to call them, men in black now, by the way. They dress in Darth Vader outfits. Which is the black is
more militarization,
authority.
Right?
Yes, it's the color of authority. And when I was growing up, police officers wore brown outfits. I mean, they dressed in brown. They didn't wear, you know, stuff like that. My mom didn't wear ties. But today, man, it's like, wow. But, yeah, I get, like, these fellow police officers, who, the older cops who worked in the days when policemen had protect to serve on the side of the car. You don't see that anymore on most police cars.
No.
It's not that way anymore.
Right.
It's just police. You know, watch out, comply, or we're gonna blow you away. And they can do that. When you have 80,000 plus SWAT team raids occurring in America, up from 3,000 in the 1980s, listen, the mainstream media doesn't cover any of this stuff. I mean, 80,000, they're shooting people. 80% of the SWAT team raids were where a policeman used to show up and knock on your door to make sure you were the right person. Now they're just going through the door in the middle of the night, shooting veterans, old men standing with baseball bats and stuff like that. They're blowing them away. And
well, you imagine somebody knocking at your door 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and if you're in a concealed carry state, you know, you're going to answer the door, chances are, with a weapon in your hand because you can't see what's necessarily on the other side. And here it is, you know, you've got your front door surrounded with, you know, militarized police with automatic weapons. And as you say, you know, the look that they present in dark colors and, you know, by the time they put on, you know, the vests and everything like that for protection, I mean, it's quite ominous, isn't it?
Talked to some really good police officers who've tried to teach in the academies. They say we can't hardly teach there anymore because it's so militarized now. They're training the cops militarily to be like people who were in Afghanistan. And I've actually had American troops who've come back, visit me, saying we're shocked at how the police act in this country. He said a lot of things the police do in this country by crashing through your door, I have to get permission in Afghanistan for that. One actually told me that. He said, I'm shocked. But, you know, the way they're training the police, you know, to give you an idea, 58 hours on the average of firearm training, 49 hours of defensive training, and 8 hours on de-escalation. Only 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
They're trained.
That says something,
outside
right?
The situation. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's amazing. And the thing is, you know, just as it was presented in the case with Derek Chauvin on the throat of, on the neck of George Floyd, And Floyd just asking for, you know, some reasonable mercy. You know, and you just wonder why, you know, why you couldn't extend to a fellow human being some mercy. You know, just you got the guy already in handcuffs. And so, you know, how does that resonate to the rest of, you know, the men in black, as we say, now that how do they perceive this? Do they think this is just a fluke and business as usual or what? I got to think this is going to be quite shocking for them. We've got to go to break. More from John Whitehead after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute is with us. John, you know, you talk about breaking down the modules of police officers' training and how little surprisingly goes into de-escalation. I would say, based on what I saw with the Daunte Wright arrest, is probably how little time they spend in how to put handcuffs on. I mean, nobody has said anything about this. I mean, here you got an officer trying to put handcuffs on this kid who was at first complying somewhat, and he was fumbling with the handcuffs. I mean, when you know as well as I do, when you go to restrain somebody, that's not going to be a happy deal. You got to do it quick, painlessly, and to the point. And you can't be fumbling. And when he fumbled, then he lost control of the suspect. And the guy jumps in the car. I don't know what he was thinking, jumping in his car. We didn't find out if there was like a gun in the car or something, or this, you know, if he was just trying to get in the car because he thought for some reason in his own mind of panic that he was going to, you know, drive away and evade the police. I don't know what was going through his mind. We may never know. But, you know, this process was such that, to me, it was just quite obvious. And nobody is reporting, you know, on that as, you know, part of the problem. And the same thing, in a sense, with George Floyd. Here they have him restrained. He's in the car. He's complaining that he's claustrophobic and everything else. And of course, for those of us who deal with claustrophobia, that's a panic situation. You know, and you have to really be on top of your senses and breathe and not let yourself get carried away. But here, Floyd, we find out, of course, we're not supposed to talk about it, was influenced by some drugs, and this was altering his decision making as well. So we had a lot of things in the environment that were altering reasonable decision making, from George Floyd's, you know, involvement with drugs. You know, Chauvin, we don't know, you know, what's in his background, and maybe that's why he didn't want to go to the stand and incriminate himself. Maybe he's just one of those bad apples that needs to be extricated. You know, God only knows there. I'm not sure that the court case really presented that. But the results are that he's no longer a police officer, and other people in Minneapolis won't have to deal with Derek Chauvin. Or others that should take note to say, hey, look at, you know, the American people at large are, you know, we're not satisfied with stuff like this. I don't care what color skin you have. We don't want our fellow citizens like that, you know, that one officer, he's in his fatigues, John, and he's getting sprayed with mace by police officers. I mean, how dehumanizing, how disrespectful to treat somebody who pays your paycheck. And you exactly. saw the attitudes. You saw the attitudes, you know, going to your point about the militarization of police, and their attitude was terrible. And nothing, you know, very little, if anything, has been done about them, as much as even, you know, the Capitol Police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt, right? So we've got these exceptions to your point that you've been sounding the alarm about, that America needs to wake up, because on its face, as Charles Barkley said, you know, there are good white people. When I say people of non-color, there's people of color who are good people. Yeah. And I'll tell you, if we saw something like this, if something like George Floyd was happening in our streets and we were nearby, I would only hope, John, that if you and I were there, we would have enough courage to go and confront officers and say, what the hell are you doing?
Exactly.
You know, you do not. Go ahead.
The problem is the so-called bystander effect, and I've written on that. People just stand and watch most of the time. They don't get involved. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of them are frightened by what they see. I mean, when you look at some of the policemen, when they have their sniper rifles, their night goggles, all their equipment, their vests, their helmets. I mean, visiting New York City not too long ago, you know, about a year ago, I was in New York City, and walking by and seeing the police standing on the street corners with these AK-47 rifles and those helmets on, and this is just normal day.
You think you're in Mexico. That's the way it looks in Mexico.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, I've been in some of those South American countries, and the police are on the corners with all that weaponry and stuff, and I'm going, whoa, we're being influenced by whatever's happening. But like I say, when I talk to the listen, they're not even trained in the Fourth Amendment, which says they shouldn't be doing any of this surveillance, all this stuff. They should have probable cause before they walk up to somebody or whatever, you know. I mean, you're getting people who are getting shot for holding a cell phone. They'll say, what do you got in your hand? The guy put up his hand real quick and I'll shoot him.
Yes.
And they're out of control. They don't understand. And listen, I have a friend who actually taught in the academies, and he quit. He said, I got to quit. He was a good cop. He said, I had to quit because I taught the Fourth Amendment. He said when he would go to functions and stuff and little gatherings with the police officer, he said the key people, the leaders of the police, would turn their backs on him when he would walk in the room.
Wow.
Because he taught the Fourth Amendment. Like, it's against the police. No, the Fourth Amendment is for the police to be how they should act and how they should treat American citizens. And I think you're right. It's how we treat one another. When you have somebody screaming for air, man, I couldn't do that. I mean, why would I want to be choking somebody? And here's another thing. I'm seeing the police now shoot people for reaching for their wallet in the car and stuff like that. Again, that's bad training. Whatever happened to the tasers? They're not tasering people anymore. They're shooting. They're going into people's homes under these red flag laws, which Biden's pushing, and shooting old ladies trapped in the bathroom with a knife in their hand, not wondering who's in their home. The police shoot somebody like that four times.
Yeah,
they
that's
shoot
disgusting.
Her four times. Yeah. Why would you shoot an old lady, a 67, a 70-year-old lady? I mean, what kind of man does that? And that's another question. What kind of man does that?
Exactly.
So it all goes back to the training. And the police unions, by the way, which every president I've seen since I've been around supports them, will not allow any kind of amendment to any of this stuff. They fight it all. They don't want any changes to it. They're, you know, pushing forward, pushing, you know, and it's not going to change unless we get some real leadership. And by the way, with all this military equipment, bullets, I mean, people don't realize this, but keep up with the news, folks. Biden's actually increased some of the military gear to the cops across the country all of a sudden. What are they expecting? What do they want? I mean, they want to militarize police to protect them, the elite.
Well, they're setting us up, John. See, all this stuff they're depositing into the political bloodstream, and people are taking note of this. And this amps things up. And in some cases, all the people can do and respond is burn down their cities, which is insane. It's like, wait a minute, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Let's get some intelligence here. And let's think about what we can do in terms of forwarding real change, not just emotional change that is unsustainable.
We need real change, and we need leadership. But we don't have that kind of leadership. Like I say, when the presidential administration is pushing red flag laws, which allow police to crash into people's homes, if a neighbor says they might be unstable, they might have a gun, and people are getting killed, they're shooting people in their bed. This is actually happening. Listen, I'm telling you, here's what people need to do. Take over your local communities, folks. Set up some city councils. And get on your city council and stop the SWAT team raids. Get rid of this. You don't need grenade launchers in your town. That's stupid.
Right.
That's what they have over in Afghanistan. Cut some of this stuff back and tell the federal government to stop pushing this equipment at police because it does something to them. It changes how they act and how they think.
Of course it does. Of course it does. If you have a grenade launcher, you need a grenade launchee. And, you know, right?
If you have an IFRAP, which is a large military vehicle on tires, you can crash down through somebody's door with that thing, run over their cars with it. And that's exactly what they're doing. I mean, we need change, and it's only going to come if the American people say we've had enough and they get together and nonviolently. I mean, like I say, you can't fight the government violently in any way. They'll smash you down today. They're waiting.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's no doubt, as you wrote about, the only true compliant person is in a police state is a dead one. So you've got to comply or die. They're going to ratchet things up. And then what are we left with? As you said, our local communities are becoming increasingly combat zones here, John.
They are. America is a combat zone right now, yes.
John, how can people get involved and support the cause? I will, for full disclosure, admit that I proudly support the Rutherford Institute, and I encourage you to do the same. So how can people join the team and support the good cause here?
Go to our website at Rutherford.org. That's Rutherford.org. Sign up for our weekly commentaries we write, and follow us on the Internet, Twitter, and stuff like that, because we put a lot of material out there.
Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott is planning to reintroduce his police reform bill in the coming weeks. On Wednesday, Scott told reporters on Capitol Hill that he's trying to work across the aisle. Democrats and Republicans both introduced competing police reform bills in 2020, neither of which got very far. Oklahoma Senate Bill 631 will designate Oklahoma as a Second Amendment sanctuary state. Republican Governor Kevin Stitt is expected to sign it this week after approval by the state's House of Representatives. Oklahoma Senator Warren Hamilton.
Modern sporting rifles, 30-round magazines, etc., semi-automatic firearms are things that you can own legally today and that you will always be able to own those things legally.
When signed into law, the measure would prevent the confiscation of guns from residents in the state due to any new county, state, or federal laws, presidential executive actions, or court orders. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hey, we're back with you. Liz Peek joins us now, Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Liz, so much to talk about and respond to what's happening in today's America. I mean, it's absolutely heartbreaking. And just as we were talking with John Whitehead just a moment ago, is that when is enough going to be enough here that we can actually really do something constructive that will positively move the needle to where we might be able to embrace some of the old America, if that's possible?
Well, I think it's going to – good morning. I think it's going to take throwing the Democrats out of the Congress in 2022. I cannot urge your listeners more strongly to get involved in local races, to get money flowing to Republican candidates, because as long as Democrats hold control – in the House and have what is really not even a majority in the Senate, but they can manipulate the rules to be a majority in the Senate, they will drive their agenda, and their agenda is anti-U.S. I've never seen a country so willingly put in charge people who seem to hate their own country. It's amazing to me. I think it's profoundly serious. Serious.
Yeah.
All this climate change agenda, for example. What are we doing to further combating climate change under Joe Biden? We are basically going to hobble one of our great geopolitical advantages, which is our enormous cache of fossil fuels, cheap
exactly.
energy, which drives our industry, helps our consumers, helps in particular low-income consumers for whom spending on electricity and heating their homes is a higher percentage of their overall budget than it is for most people. Those are the people who are going to shoulder the burden of higher energy costs. And don't make the mistake of thinking that these costs won't be higher. California has higher electricity costs than the rest of the country. Germany has higher electricity costs than most of our country. Why? Because of green energy. It is not cheap. Mm. It is clean, yes, and it's expensive. So if people are willing to pay 2 to 3 times what they're paying now to heat their homes or for electricity, bravo. You can sign up. By the way, you know, my local utility here allows the option of signing up for green energy, which is basically, I think, offshore wind or something. I'm not sure what it is. Mm-hmm. Maybe solar. Mm-hmm. And it's wildly more expensive, but the state subsidizes it to the point where it looks cheaper. It's not. Don't be fooled. No.
Exactly. It's probably the wind coming out of AOC's office. What do you think?
I'm just suggesting. I'm really disheartened. I mean, this whole race agenda, the climate agenda, it's all anti-U.S. People should know also that the emissions from China are twice what they are in the U.S. Twice. Twice as much carbon pollution coming from China as from the U.S. And the reason people don't know that is because the left and the climate zealots talk about emissions per person, per capita. So by that definition, yes, the U.S. looks terrible. But in fact, what American companies have done in exporting their production to China is ramp up emissions and cost Americans their jobs. So when corporate America gets on the bandwagon of voting rights and so forth, don't pay any attention to them. They have no voice. They should have no voice. So that's my rant for the morning.
Well, no, I want to stay on this just because you brought up some great points here, Liz. I mean, what they're doing is, and this is what the Democrats are good at, they're good at, you know, sleight of hand and wordsmithing in such a way, telling you what it is they're not going to do, which is just the opposite of what they do. This has been their tradition. It is inbred. It's exactly in their DNA. They can't help themselves. And so, the thing that's so frustrating that I'm seeing people just about, you know, on the rooftops yelling and screaming. You know, first of all, they're saying, I didn't vote for this guy. And I'm going, well, how did he get elected? Okay.
Yeah.
And then you go to the graveyards and you see all the signs. I voted for him. Okay. All right. We understand. Okay. Just sidebar. But the other thing is that after all that we've gone through, what, 15, 16 months of COVID, wearing masks, quarantining, all this stuff, now all of a sudden we're going to leave our borders open. We have this migration coming in, these numbers that are just through the roof, and even border controllers saying, look, we can't control this stuff, where people have COVID and there's no mask, we're just sending them into the interior of the United States. I mean, President Xi from China couldn't have asked for a better strategy than what we're doing and Joe Biden is doing to this country. And yep. America is like, wait a minute, we're just kind of shrugging. I think there's some increasing ire, like what you're expressing, but it needs to really be coming from the rooftops here in every state of the union that this is a bunch of crud.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I wrote a piece the other day about Republicans need to start speaking up. We're too darn polite. Mm-hmm. We don't get out in the streets and protest and march. I wish we would. I wish someone would have a protest march against D.C. statehood. I would be there in a heartbeat. Against the filibuster, getting rid of the filibuster, I would be there, packing the Supreme Court. All of these issues are issues that should get us out of our homes and rallying against, you know, in front of City Hall or in front of the Supreme Court or wherever. I think the Republican Party needs to get more in your face. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've suggested.
Well, they did. Liz, hang on 1 second, just real quick. They did on January the 6th, but that got infiltrated. They weren't very smart about, I say there, they were just doing, it's just like the Tea Party people. We're just, like you say, we're too nice. We got a problem. We're all going to rally together. We're going to exercise. Yes, our civil right is noted in our Constitution. So we come together on January the 6th saying, hey, we don't like this stuff. This doesn't feel right. It doesn't seem right. You know, can you do something about it? And because things got out of hand, the powers to be, because it was convenient for them, decided to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And meanwhile, here we are 100 days and counting almost with this insane administration. And we've got somebody there. And I heard the arguments when W was elected that he was an illegitimate president. I mean, it seems like every Republican president since Eisenhower is illegitimate, and we know empirically that every Republican president who has been elected president has been impeached by the Democrats. This is just what they do. But, you know, we allow them to continue on with this insanity, and then we wonder why we're bathing in it all.
Yeah, it's very discouraging, but you can't give up because the country is a great country. The reason that there are millions of people around the world who want to come to America is because it's a great country. They don't think it's systemically racist. And by the way, I'm sure you've seen, there have been studies done of black people living in America who've done extremely well for themselves. Mostly they're from other countries. You know, you come from Nigeria or you come from Ghana or from Barbados and you work and try hard in the United States and you can get ahead. What is it about our domestic African-American population that they can't succeed? What, is it really racism? No, because those other people would have had the same experience. The problem is the black leadership constantly tells all black Americans that they are injured parties, that they are victims, and that they can't get ahead. Their message is so profoundly bigoted, in my view, and so profoundly negative that it is no wonder that we really have a problem in this country. And sadly, I mean, I don't know about you, but I really felt that racism was not a big deal 5 years ago. My kids, who are now grown, are truly colorblind. They have black friends, white friends, doesn't matter. Right. They don't care. Right. But now, all of a sudden, it's top of the agenda. Why is that? Every American should be asking them, why do Democrats want to push the race story? And it's because it gets votes. It gets black voters out, they think, in big numbers to elect Democrats. That's it. That's the bottom line.
It works.
No matter what harm it does to the country.
Exactly.
It's doing huge harm.
Yeah, exactly. Did LeBron James help us or hurt us?
Oh, I'm sorry. I refuse to even talk about it. It's so infuriating.
It really is. I mean, you talk about his value. Whether it's to the NBA or, you know, to the society at large, he certainly isn't a Michael Jordan by no means. It is quite shocking. We've got more from Liz Peek, the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people, but we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, and their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Boy, I'll tell you, that lays it out and reinforces what you were saying earlier, Liz Peek, is that the ruling political class has the American people right where they want them, at each other's throats. And we have got to take back control of our government. This is a government of, for, by, we, the people. And it's not working. It is not working anywhere close to the way our founding fathers wanted it to work. And you've got this ruling class that is happy the way it's going because, you know, they can still, you know, shut down our Second Amendment rights, but they're still protected, right? Maxine Waters wants to go to Minneapolis. Yeah, exactly. Make sure I got police. She wants to defund police, but she wants to make sure she has police, right?
Yeah, I mean, how does anybody care about the cynicism of that? Or, I mean, the cynicism of Congress generally, who went completely nuts when there was a couple of hundred people who broke into the Capitol. AOC thought she was going to die, all this anguish. And they celebrate a cop that gets killed. He didn't actually get killed by these protesters in the Capitol. He actually died of natural causes, probably brought on by the stress of what was happening. But nonetheless, it was all, and they went to great lengths to honor this man and celebrate this man. Is that the only good cop in America? The dead cop from the January 6th riot? All other cops are evil and racist? Come on. I mean, you know, I think there's a terrible risk of what's going on. One, the Derek Chauvin trial should have been celebrated as justice being served. Okay? I think most people, having seen that video, felt that something was profoundly wrong. by what this guy did. Okay, so the courts decided, the jury decided he was guilty. All right, fine. But unfortunately, that guilty verdict was taken then by the liberal media and social media giants as meaning that they were vindicated. You know, that this an example of terrible cop racism, and now they're going to use that verdict to go after other cops. Even this poor woman, and I do say poor woman, the one who shot a black kid who was trying to get away by mistake. She thought she was tasering him. Well, you know, how we're going to charge that woman who's been in the cop, who has been a cop, I think, for 20-something years, perfect.
Over
record.
20 years, yeah, exactly.
How could we possibly think she went to work that day wanting to kill a black kid? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. Mm. But now what's going to happen? Cops are going to be even more anxious, more worried about making a mistake because they know something terrible can happen to them if they do. So they hesitate. And what happens when they hesitate? Someone can get killed. You know, like the young woman who had a knife and was about to stab another young woman in Ohio. I mean, that's just that's a tragic thing that happened, but she shouldn't have had a knife and trying to stab another teen. I mean, come on.
Right.
Anyway,
that's the thing. These things don't happen on their own. I mean, you have to look at them in context. Chris Rock did a great video. I think I shared it with you. I told the audience about it, about how to not get your, he says it in his own terms, your butt kicked by the police. And it's hysterical, but it's true. I mean, it's just common sense.
Yeah.
You know,
arrest, right? Don't try to flee the scene. Don't bring out a weapon of some sort. You know, look,
common sense stuff, but it's just like, wait a minute, you know, you set yourself up against people who, like you say, I mean, here they are, they got a gun, and maybe you do, but maybe they're more proficient with their gun, and oh yeah, they got backup. So, you know, what are you thinking that you want to get in the face of a police officer? The other thing that I've noticed, Liz, I don't know about you, is women in general. I mean, this is the sad thing for me. It's like, what is going on with the women in America? I mean, you see them at the head of these riots and things are going, and they're in the face of police officers yelling, screaming, cussing, and all this stuff, and go,
you know, it's
wow.
I was just thinking before I got on the phone with you about really who is driving this bus? Who is the group, the voter group, that is so woke and who's so concerned about black lives and stuff? It's not actually black people. I mean, black people are, yes, they're out there in some degree. It's young, white, liberal, highly educated women who have been so, who are unfortunately also very ignorant, and they don't read anything but what their influencers tell them. I mean, they're, when a whole generation can be told what to wear, what to eat, and what to believe by influencers, that tells you a lot, right? I mean, most of us kind of want to make our own minds up. But that is who is driving corporations. I know the head of a very big company whose company is dealing with all this kind of pushback from, you know, having to get involved in racism and stuff like that. And he says, look, the people who I have to deal with are 20 to 35-year-old white women. That's who it is. And so we could probably spend an hour psychoanalyzing all these young women who don't have enough real concerns in their lives, or somehow are miseducated, or just don't read up and don't, or they've been indoctrinated in school. I don't know. I'm sure in their heart they think they're doing the right thing. They are not.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I mean, Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton, this is a windfall profit for them.
Oh, no.
I mean, the women, like you say, these liberal white women have opened the door to all this race hustling that's going all over the place. The thing that still galls me is you got Benjamin Crump on the microphone, and he's the attorney that literally lied to the courts and everybody. I mean, in a courtroom, in an official court proceeding, he lies, he switches out a witness to the Trayvon Martin case, and this guy lives another day, and he's making bazillions on all this race hustling that's going on. Are you picking kidding me?
Well, let's talk about Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton came on my radar screen when he perpetuated an entire fraudulent hoax about a white district attorney, I think, raping Tawana Brawley. And it was all made up. Tawana Brawley made it up. But he ruined this guy's life. And he's never apologized. I mean, it was entirely fabricated. So how, and by the way, he's a tax cheat. He's such a horrible person. How is it people, how is it he meets with the president? I don't get that. I really don't get it. We're celebrating the worst people.
Well, and the thing is that when you look at, and the Democratic Party is loaded with tax cheaters, and even people are in Congress. I mean, every once in a while we get the readout of all these Congress men and women that owe money to the government. You go, wait a minute, we're paying our taxes, and these people, they somehow feel so entitled? Well, because Nancy Pelosi said, hey, look, we're so fortunate. These people are so brilliant. They've got like three or four other job offers they could be working at. I'm going, hey, go find one. Go accept the job offer. Get out of here and give us some peace. One final thing I wanted to address was something you wrote about, and this is how Joe Biden has been embarrassing himself. You kind of touched on this a little bit, but I want to unwrap it. We got about 2.5 minutes left. How he's embarrassing himself in our country when it comes to Russia and Putin.
Well, look, I mean, he's losing, right? Putin has made a mockery of Joe Biden, giving him an unsolicited and extremely ill-advised invitation to a summit. You don't do that as president, particularly with a guy who's desperate for that kind of recognition from America's president, unless it's all set up. And what Putin did, he said, yeah, you know, we'll think about it. I mean, it's totally humiliating. We've been humiliated by China, our diplomats have, and now we are being humiliated by Russia, who is amassing enormous firepower on Ukraine's border, ignoring everything that Biden is doing. And Biden could do one thing. He could basically back our oil companies to increase production. Instead of taking federal acreage off the table, they should be putting it back on and say, ramp up production, keep oil prices under wraps. That hurts Russia. Russia's 40% of their economy is oil and gas. They've been in very bad shape these last many years as American production went from 5 million barrels a day to 12. That drove prices down and made Russia poor. That is the single best thing Trump did to hurt Russia. Never gets any mention anywhere, but it's completely true. I want to say one thing before getting off the phone. I am tweeting, you may have seen it, about May 15th, encouraging people to stay off of Twitter and also Facebook and Instagram. Don't go on big tech on May 15th. I'm hoping that somehow we will begin to tell big tech we do not like being censored. Take just one day off. It's not a boycott. It's what I would call a show of strength, a guy against these bad companies that are truly not working in America's interest. And if you think you're wrong, I'm wrong. Read up on
I'm in full support of that, Liz. And thank you for doing that and leading the charge. And we'll continue to promote that. May the 15th, save the date, get activated. We need to let big tech know that this is unacceptable. And meanwhile, we continue to start to see more platforms, although Mike Lindell, his platform was hacked on the first day that it was opened up. But there's others. I mean, there's just too much other outside influence outside of the traditional big tech. And we're sick and tired of them, you know, controlling our culture and our environment.
Well, what we hear. It's unbelievable.
Without a doubt.
Not acceptable.
You got it. I'm with you. Liz Peek, thank you. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. Thank you.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Booker.